Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can join the discussion and talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. And hey, if you're enjoying the show, you might consider coming up to Fork Fest. It's happening June the 28th through July the 4th at Rogers Campground here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. You got to check it out. You'll be around other liberty-loving activists. Some people are calling it FBI Fest because I am kind of operating under the assumption that the FBI is also going to be there in some capacity, if just undercover or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, keep that in mind. It would be silly. It would be strange for them not to be, considering that the people who, you know, essentially picked the dates for Fork Fest and have been promoting it for the last 11 months are going to be there. Well, I'm going to be there at least. Someone from Free Talk Live presumably will be there. And it may be me, it may be Ian, I don't know.
There have definitely been feds.
Sure.
Locals and national who have shown up to this event to cause issue, to cause problems.
But don't let that deter you. The last time the police came,
they get run off. So yeah, that's the most amazing thing, especially when you got 50 people all of a sudden swarm these clowns. Everyone's got their camera
on. With cameras
and everyone's
out.
Like, you guys need to go screw off. And you know what? That's exactly what goes down. They screw off.
Forkfest.party is the website for you to do that. Again, forkfest.party. Let's go to the phones. We've got Tom calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
They just passed a law in South Carolina. You see, they got this thing called the death penalty, and the pharmaceutical companies were fighting back by saying, we're not going to sell you the poisons that you need for, you know, the sodium pentothal that you need to carry out the death penalty.
Is that what went down?
Yeah. The pharmaceutical company stopped selling the stuff. So South Carolina passed a law saying that you get to choose whether you get the electric chair or the firing squad.
Jesus.
And you know, it's kind of like on election day when you get to choose between the Democrat or the Republican.
Yeah, it's pretty upsetting. You know what? I don't want to be executed, but if I had to, I would want the guillotine.
Yeah, you know, guillotine victims were buried at government expense. This is a joke, that they were buried at government expense by the mortician who bids the lowest price per decapita.
Explain that. So the headsman was it a mortician?
No, they were buried by the mortician who bids the lowest price per decapita. You've heard of per capita.
Oh,
well,
God.
This is a
come
per
on,
decapita.
Tom. All right, but yeah, the firing squad. So I guess it's your is that law been voted on and passed, or is it just that
voted on and passed? The governor signed it Friday in South Carolina, and so you get a choice between the electric chair or the firing squad, just like on election day when that was ballot access laws. And restrictions and everything, you get to choose between the Democrat or the Republican.
I am seeing classic black and white photos of Maoist China and Stalin's Russia and Hitler's Germany of firing squads where that's how you went.
I mean,
they're just bringing it all back.
Tom, I understand the analogy that you're making, but having to vote for a Republican or a Democrat is nowhere near as bad as having to choose between firing squad or electric chair.
Well, either way you lose.
Sure, either way you lose, but dying and getting an oppressive government are drastically different things.
Live free or die. Yeah,
I'm with you on that, Tom.
Have you seen some of these electrocutions that go wrong?
No, I try to avoid watching the torture of human beings.
Not to mention, they're basically just, they just turn the heat on and it is frying you, and you just sit there smoking. and bubbling. All your fluids are just bubbling out of your body. It's just a. It's who decided this was humane? It's like, especially when it doesn't work. And you're still sitting there kicking and throbbing, and you're still alive.
Let's change the subject. We've got Steve Ridley calling about Bitcoin Gandhi. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, guys. I just wanted to call in with a little update on your friend of mine, Bitcoin Gandhi, a.k.a. my big brother, Dave Ridley.
Ah, I thought Arya might have got your name wrong, but you are the brother.
Yes.
Hey, I'm the brother, Steve. Yeah, I'm Dave's little brother. And, of course, you know Dave from RidleyReport.com.
Yep.
I don't know how long he's been doing that. I'm very proud of him.
Yeah, Ridley's early photo videos of his interviews with movers was one of the reasons I moved here.
Yep.
So he's out right now in New Hampshire walking dressed as Bitcoin Gandhi. And at least that's the last I've heard from him. I haven't heard from him in a number of weeks. I was actually wondering today whether or not he's okay.
Yeah, that is exactly why I'm calling. He's okay. but he does have some connectivity issues, so he hasn't been able to do a lot of updating. So I just wanted to call you guys and say, number one, he's okay. Number two, he would love to hear from everybody who supports him. And also, as he's walking through New Hampshire, which is going to take another 10 days, I think it is, and he's going to end up in Concord, he would love as much support as we can throw at him. And that's another reason why I wanted to call. As you guys know, and for anyone who doesn't know, Dave, he walks the walk. He's like the real deal. He believes deeply in nonviolent civil disobedience, and he is literally dressed as Gandhi, walking New Hampshire, like, I don't know how many, 20 days. He's got flip-flops on, okay, tabard, and like a toga, okay? He's got
he went all out.
I mean, he is all in. Yeah, you saw.
And the accent and the Gandhi mannerisms. Did he post his actual map on some site, like Ridley Report, where he's actually showing where he's going to be on certain days and whatnot?
Well, almost. If you go to BitcoinGandhi.net, and if you don't know, Gandhi is spelled G-A-N-D-H-I,
yep.
BitcoinGandhi.net, there is a map of his route, but he doesn't have dates and times. He's going to be stopping in, you know, towns along the way, but I'm working to try to get more information from his Telegram, from him, stuff like that. But he is, like, in the middle of nowhere, probably, and he's camping. And when he gets through to wherever he is next, I'll try to call you guys again. And also, we'll be posting at BitcoinGandhi.net. But he would love it if people just showed up, listened to him talk a little bit, and cheered him on. And also, of course, he's doing this in the support of the Bitcoin 6. That we all care deeply about that, I think. And we really need people to come out and support him. And if whenever you can, follow him a little bit through your town or go to wherever he is once we know where he is. I'll be posting that again at BitcoinGandhi.net.
Cool. Steve, thank you so much for the call. I really wish that I did have an idea of where he was, because I could probably drive to him within an hour or so. Cause
Concord is only, what, an hour and a half away?
Yeah, so he can't be too far away, and I would love to show up and continue showing my support.
He's doing like a loop or something, and he's walking all over the place.
I imagine he is. I mean, even walking directly to Concord wouldn't take 24 days.
Nope.
I mean,
do it in a day.
Yeah, probably.
60 miles?
But I have no way of communicating directly to him. I don't think I even have his cell phone number. And, of course, I'm not on Telegram, but a lot of people are. So check him out, BitcoinGandhi.net. There's also some Shire Society posts from him, but I haven't been to the Shire Society website in, let's say, 2 months and a day, actually, is how long it's been. Give or take, you know, I don't check the site regularly, but I know he's doing updates there. That's ShireSociety.com and BitcoinGandhi.net. It's absolutely inspiring to see what he's done, and he has become Gandhi. I was fortunate enough to be able to see him off as he began his journey on May the 9th, I believe it was. So he's been out there a little over a week now, and it's a phenomenal piece of theater.
Yes, he's a character actor.
And I'm hoping it achieves something positive. And, of course, the whole point of it is to raise awareness about the Crypto 6 and to make people aware of, you know, just how violated the state of New Hampshire just was by the federal government, including running a Bearcat through the door here at the studio and driving a drone in through it. It's absolutely insane
what
was done
here. It's like something out of a movie. Except no, it's not. That really happened, and it happened in a neighborhood with, you know, neighbors.
Yep.
Just sitting right across the street on their porch.
Something like six blocks were shut down or something like that. Absolutely insane. So
brought out all the toys. They love them.
Bitcoin Gandhi, if you're able to listen to this somehow, we love you, we support you, and we appreciate you. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk 855 Talk Radio that you control. 603-283-6160. That's the call in line. You can talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And Biden has a stern warning for people. The unvaccinated will end up paying the price.
How's that? Are they going to die?
Well, President Biden highlighted on Monday that for the first time since the coronavirus pandemic swept the nation early last year, cases of COVID-19 are, quote, down in all 50 states. But in a pitch to encourage unvaccinated Americans to get their shots, the president warned that those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price. And Biden, in remarks from the White House, also announced that the U.S. will share millions more doses of coronavirus vaccines with other countries around the world. The president highlighted that deaths are down from COVID by 81%, which he said was their lowest level since April of 2020. But he cautioned that, quote, I can't promise that we'll continue this way. We know there will be advances and setbacks, and we know that many flare-ups could occur. But if the unvaccinated get vaccinated, they'll protect themselves and other unvaccinated people around them.
But what are these consequences that he's talking about? Are concentration camps coming?
Well,
or are these just saying, oh, you're going to die. If you don't get the vaccine, you're going to die.
He warned that if they do not, states with low vaccination rates may see this progress reversed. Ultimately, those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price. The vaccinated will continue to be protected against severe illnesses, but others may not be if you're not vaccinated. So he's simply saying if you're not vaccinated, you're at risk of getting COVID-19. And look, really, I think I'm totally okay with that. That makes it voluntary.
Is anyone out there familiar with Bill Maher?
I'm not.
Canceled his first show in 10 years.
Why?
He got COVID. Guess what? He was also vaccinated.
Really?
Why am I hearing story after story of whole baseball teams who have been vaccinated all come down with COVID?
Well, because it's a cold that rapidly mutates like other coronaviruses.
But they're vaccinated, so what's the whole point? Why are you, if you were so susceptible to getting this, if it's such a crazy bug that even the vaccine doesn't protect you, why is anyone getting it?
That's what I don't understand, right? The whole point of getting vaccinated is that you can't get COVID-19, but evidently the vaccinated still can get it. And I understand, you know, it's only got a 95% effectiveness rating or whatever, but still, it is a cold, it mutates, it's going to mutate, and the vaccine that you got presumably is not going to be any good against some of the mutations.
Yep, and you're going to need a new variant every year.
The president
probably two of them, and a booster.
The president stressed that we're not done fighting this virus. We still have tens of millions left to vaccinate, but we are making significant progress. But look, if you want to get vaccinated so that I can't give you COVID-19, that's fine. I will respect your right to inject whatever you want into your body, even if what you want to inject into your body is heroin. I don't care. It's your body. You inject what you want.
Yep.
However, if I want to run the risk of being susceptible to COVID-19, that is also my right.
My body, my choice. Remember that, libtards? Remember that?
I remember it. I've been saying that for years.
They used to rail against all the wars going around the world, too, and that kind of went away. Out of all of the groups that just basically change their minds, it seems, every year, depending on, I don't know, what's going on or who's in charge, you guys need to, I don't know,
Biden goes on to say, in fact, when tomorrow's vaccination numbers come out, they'll show that 60% of Americans have received at least one shot. Biden also repeated his target date of having 70% of Americans receiving at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot by July the 4th.
Oh, it's so sad. And now, like we were talking about earlier, now it's the kids. Because that's really what's keeping that number down. But I am I'm skeptical that many people have been vaccinated. Because I don't know a whole lot of them.
I know a lot.
It's not 60% in my work office. What about yours?
It's well above 60%.
My family, it's like 5%.
It's probably 95% where I work. And my family's probably about 95% as well. I don't know because I don't talk to them.
Well, when I say my family, it's the other way around. Only 5% have gotten the shot.
Yeah.
The other 95 are like, nope, they're not putting any of that experimental nonsense in our bodies. There's no need. There's no worry.
Well, I'm certainly the black sheep of my family. So if I'm, you know, against getting the vaccine, then it's just a safe assumption that they're probably for it. Not because I'm against it, but just I'm very different from all of them.
Yeah.
The president also announced that in addition to the 60 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine, this is the first I've heard about that. I've heard of Pfizer and Moderna.
AstraZeneca is the European variant that basically was creating blood clots in everybody, and they pulled it down. But they said the same thing about Johnson & Johnson, which, you know what? It was just a scam on the part of Pfizer.
Yeah, wasn't it like 7 reported cases or something
like
that?
Yeah, and there's more than that every single year of women on birth control.
Sure.
But yeah, that was a total hit piece as far as Pfizer is concerned, because Johnson & Johnson's, guess what? It's just one shot, and just the one shot is cheaper than the two Pfizer shots, and it's especially cheaper than the Moderna shot.
And
these people,
it's more similar to a classic vaccine.
It's an attenuated, old-school, live virus. So if I, as I said before, if it's the concentration camp or the, I'm sorry, if it's the firing squad or the stupid shot, I would take the Johnson & Johnson shot. None of this experimental stuff.
I would agree. If the choice was the Moderna vaccine or the firing squad, though, I think I would go with the firing squad.
We don't know. This has only been, it's 6 months?
I know, but
We don't know the long-term effects of this.
And I'm not willing to inject something into my body about which I'm completely and totally ignorant of the long-term consequences of it. To me, there's nothing free in that.
And I know it's not, and that's correct. And there's nothing free about the masks either. Even though I saw so many Facebook posts today, it's like, don't you want to take your mask off? Don't you want to be free?
I am, but I'm not going to wait for the government's permission to do that.
Yeah, to that poster who was talking about we're finally free, we take our masks off. No. If you're finally allowed to take your mask off, but someone up above you decided that, you know, it was a good idea, you were never free. And getting permission has just made you so unfree that I can't even fathom how enslaved you are to these rules, to this guidance.
Well, they have the freedom to request permission,
I guess.
And the government has the authority to deny permission.
A lot of plantation slaves would ask for Sundays off so they can go worship God or something, or have a picnic. And sometimes, you know what? Sometimes the master would be like, yeah, you know what? I could be a nice master. I'll give you that day off because, you know, slaves revolt, and you got to kind of keep them. You got to help them out every now. You got to make them feel like they're getting something out of the deal. Otherwise, they burn your house down.
So Biden emphasized that we need to help fight the disease around the world to keep us safe here at home and to do the right thing and help the other people. It's the right thing to do.
It's the patriotic thing to do, I said.
It's the smart thing to do. It's the strong thing to do. Yeah, I still have no intention of getting any of the vaccines.
Yeah, Biden goes.
What about you? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Monday that the U.S. will add to its donation of COVID vaccines to the rest of the world, adding 20 million more doses to the country's commitment. The president said that over the next 6 weeks, the U.S. will send 80 million doses of vaccine overseas. It's unclear which countries will be receiving those shots. And police in California have made an arrest in the wildfire burning through the Santa Monica Mountains. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti announced that one person has been arrested, accused of purposefully starting the blaze. More than 500 firefighters are currently battling the fire that has so far scorched more than 1,300 acres and forced more than 1,000 residents to evacuate. Steep terrain and dry vegetation have made controlling the fire difficult. While there have thus far been no injuries and no structures burned down, the fire remains 0% contained. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday afternoon, expressing support for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. According to a statement from the White House, the president discussed engaging with Egypt and other partners in the area to work towards that end. Representative Michael Waltz says the U.S. cannot falter now in its support for Israel. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that we can't choose a terrorist organization over our closest ally in the Middle East.
It is easy. Israel is our ally. Israel is a democracy. Hamas is a terrorist organization, acknowledged as a terrorist organization around the world that represses its people and is deliberately attacking civilians while deliberately hiding behind their own civilians, including hospitals, schools, playgrounds, and apparently buildings with the press inside. We need to be clear in the value and the criticality of the U.S.-Israeli relationship.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. I would love to hear from Dr. Dickie the Ghost Hunter again, because that call was super fascinating, dude. I don't...
Playing around or real, legit?
It's hard to tell over the phones, but I mean, he seemed to be legitimate. And when he got the opportunity to talk about something that probably couldn't be discussed on the radio, I put him on hold, explained, and he changed the subject to something that was radio-friendly. So I'm assuming that he legit is a ghost hunter.
Who you gonna call?
It was last
Free
Wednesday's...
Talk Live!
It was last Wednesday's episode. That's She Talk Live on Wednesday nights. I will make the new banner for She Talk Live. If I say tonight, then I won't get the chance to go home and play Resident Evil Village.
I know, right? You got to make decisions.
If I say tomorrow night, then I have to work Wednesday morning. This is why I don't get anything accomplished. How long would it take me to actually... It's longer than you think, because I have to figure out what in the hell font that is. I can't find it.
What did you say? His name was Dickie or Nicky? What was his name, the ghost hunter?
That's Toad. I have moved on from that.
Call back. I want to hear talk about ghosts.
Yeah, definitely call back. It was fun talking with you. But right now we have Vernon calling from New Orleans, if I can find where the mouse is. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
So a few shows ago, maybe a few weeks ago, you all were talking about how to grow sweet potatoes and New Hampshire, and y'all had mentioned how much colder it is in New Hampshire versus Tennessee, and I think the gentleman that was having that conversation with you was on tonight, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
Okay, great. So I was just wondering if you all could maybe explain to us how that you all were talking about there's different zones. And I was just curious how those zones work, because
Coding can answer that very specifically, but I tend to agree with you. I don't think it's colder in New Hampshire than it is in Tennessee or Mississippi.
It's
during the summer and during the summer months. The difference is here in New Hampshire, we actually do get a spring where it's warm during the day, and I'm going to hate that I wore flip-flops and a skirt and just a tank top when I leave the studio tonight, because it's going to be in the mid-40s probably, even though it was 80 degrees during the day. In Mississippi, you don't have that kind of variance in the temperature.
It's just summer.
Yeah, it's just summer. If it's 80 degrees during the day, it's 72 degrees at night.
I was in Clarksville, which is northern Tennessee, and I believe that it's zone 7, and they did have four seasons.
So
very pleasant seasons.
So in regard to these zones, what are they?
It's basically just temperature zones. So to give you an idea, when actually it's focused on when your first and last frost dates occur. And here in zone 5B, the last chance of a frost date is May 20, and the first frost date is, I believe, sometime in mid-October. And so basically, you don't want to grow anything, peppers, tomatoes, beans, sweet potatoes. You don't ever want to try to grow those outside of those frost date time periods. You are correct, Arya. It doesn't. We have hot summers here.
Yeah, it hit 100 last year.
We also have really, really cold winters compared to something like Tennessee or Florida.
Sure.
But no, it's the zones are all about the frost dates and when you want to actually start taking your product out and putting it in the garden. When you start getting close to that date, for example, right now. 3 days from now is the last frost date. But if you know, Arya, that we haven't had a frost, it hasn't gone below 32 in like 4 weeks.
Yeah. So I think it's a safe bet that we're not going to get another frost.
Another important element about the growing zones is not just the temperature of the air that you breathe, but it's very important that the soil temperature is correct, because you can't even get a lot of different products. You get bean seeds as a prime example. It wants nice, warm soil to germinate. If you put it too cold soil, it'll just sit there. It'll rot. So
did that answer your question, Vernon?
Yeah, so the reason that you can't grow sweet potatoes very well in New Hampshire is because of the temperature. Is that correct?
I believe it has a lot to do with the soil temperature, and I've just been unlucky. I did. Oh, and on top of that, because I never buy, I'm not even allowed an Agway anymore because of the stupid mask thing, but typically, all of the potatoes that I grow in my garden have been from store-bought, from the grocery store, from store-bought. Now, they say don't do that because they put inhibitors on the potatoes to keep the eyes from growing, so you can't get sprouts. This is untrue, because if anyone has opened up the cupboard and there's 3-month-old potatoes down there at the bottom, they've been in the dark, and you've got these long tendrils popping off of them, it doesn't always work as well as they say that it does. I think a big part of my problem is my sweet potatoes have been store-bought, and the inhibitors really, really, really work well on them, and they keep them from sprouting. The other problem is, like I said, it's the cold soil. I think the sweet potatoes just don't like that. A frost will decimate a sweet potato faster than you can blink.
But they did grow better in Tennessee, you say?
Oh, absolutely. They were growing like weeds.
So the temperature, there's that big of a temperature difference between Tennessee and New Hampshire in the winter primarily?
In my view, 1,000 miles away, 1,000 miles south of where I'm at right now, yes, it was absolutely what was the most important aspect was the temperature and the fact that there's a longer growing season. So you get like another month and a half of extra growing season, which the sweet potato is a slow growing product, and it really wants to have that extra month or two to continue to grow. It likes full sun too, by the way, full sun.
Vernon, thank you so much for the call tonight. To clarify my point, it's definitely colder on average in New Hampshire than it is in Mississippi. And it's definitely colder during the winter months than it is in Mississippi, at least here in New Hampshire. But strangely, during the summer months, it doesn't seem that Mississippi is that much hotter than New Hampshire. Or during the spring.
I think you're wrong. Mississippi gets up past 100.
So did New Hampshire last year.
Like once?
No, for a solid 2 weeks at least.
I
had to buy another air conditioner for my house because the three weren't keeping up.
I have two wall units. I put one in my bedroom and one in my computer room. I used it like one time. I was kicking myself. Like I just could have. You know,
yes, but you also keep your house at 52 during the winter.
I like this is true.
So you will probably sit there sweating in a 95-degree house.
No. That's where I draw the line. This is why I don't live in the South, because I cannot stand that icky nastiness. I can't stand having to take three showers a day because you walk from your damn front door to go get something out of the car, and it's just like it's just instant drench. Forget that nonsense. Never go. Back, and I can't stand the mosquitoes, and I can't stand, well, that's it. Mosquitoes and heat, the humidity. It's nasty. I don't want it.
The mosquitoes, the humidity, the heat, and generally the people are the reasons I prefer New Hampshire over Mississippi.
I like their politics these days. I like this governor of theirs who's just like, no, you know, you can't businesses, you can't mandate the vaccines. Just stop. And they were, and I don't think they ever had any mask ordinance, you know, to even
Mississippi certainly did.
Well,
but when they lifted theirs, I don't remember exactly what it said, but it sounded like, you know, he was saying, hey, there's anarchy now. I don't remember exactly. We read the tweet back when it was, mm-hmm. you know, back when it happened, Ian and I did. And the tweet could have been read in such a way that it meant that nobody had to follow any laws anymore.
You mean like our keen mask ordinance?
Yes.
All you have to do is lie and say that you have a medical condition. And you know what? They can't ask you about it. So, I mean, it's like it's there's no teeth to it.
But businesses use it as an excuse to enforce it. And there are a lot of businesses that don't respect health exemptions, even though it's right there within the city ordinance.
Well, you know, a good lawyer, you could sue them.
Not really, because it's private property, and they can refuse to serve you for any reason they want.
This is why I don't go in the grocery stores.
Yeah, it's a mess out here. 603-283-6160. Give us your thoughts on it. What is your solution? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. It's been Aria and Conan with you tonight, and I want to say thank you to Gage Bass, who's tonight's could be Gage Bass as well, who is tonight's amplifier. This means that Gage is a member of the AMP program, which means that Gage likes the show enough to throw money at us to help us reach more radio stations, larger audiences, get our podcast more view listens, all of that awesome stuff. It's the AMP program that makes all of that possible. Check it out at amp.freetalklive.com. It only takes $5 per month to join, and it gives you a number of cool little perks like an AMP-only call-in line, an AMP-only Facebook group for those still on Facebook, and even an AMP-only chat room on the Matrix server, which you can find at chat.freetalklive.com. But you shouldn't sign up for the perks. The reason you should sign up is because you value the ideas of having shows where people like Dr. Dickie Ghost Hunter and conversations about sweet potato, people can call and talk about whatever's on their mind.
Or bugs.
Eating them. I still don't know how we went down a bug-eating rabbit hole there for like an hour and a half that started because of cicadas.
Yes. You know what? Considering how much politics we discuss, sometimes I really want to get off the beaten track and talk about video games or movies or bugs opposed to Fauci. I'm getting tired of that fool.
Well, we certainly did that, and if you value that, check out the AMP program. Gage is a gold-level amplifier, which means that Gage is giving $10 per month to the AMP program, and we appreciate that. We hope you continue listening to the show, and we hope you continue amplifying it. We do have David calling from New Mexico, though. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you should be taking, or we all should be following the direction of a famous Jewish communist Saul Alinsky in his Rules for Radicals, and as commemorated again by who was it, Rahm, another good Jewish politician, Rahm Emanuel, never let a good crisis go to waste. Obama said it too. So did Churchill.
Yeah, but exactly.
I thought that was Cheney.
Exactly. Aren't all politicians doing this, and not just Jewish politicians?
Well, the Jews are the worst. Like, I'm looking at a picture of Marx right now, another nice Jewish fellow.
I think that all politicians are equally awful.
Well, Well, they're all equally awful. However, the Jews are, if politicians are awful, then Jews certainly like being awful because they're 2% of the general population, but they're 10, 20, 30, 40% of the power base in politics. So by your math, Jews are awful.
Another problem I have with that is most certainly not my math, David. Another problem I have with the Jewish question is everyone identifies, even if they have, if their mom, their stepmom was Jewish, then they get to be Jew too. I mean, aren't the Trump kids Jewish, but not really?
Yeah, Kushner.
Yeah, everyone claims it.
It's actually quite interesting. The Trump had Kushner and Barr, and I'd have to get out my note. There's half a dozen other ones, but look at the Biden administration. Almost the majority of his cabinet appointees are Jewish. You got
I don't
Walensky
care in the least what their ethnicity or religious beliefs are.
Well, then you're going to get steamrolled if you got to look at patterns.
They're politicians.
Otherwise,
that's what politicians
well, you keep talking
do.
Over me. But, you keep talking over me. You got to look at patterns in order to see what's coming at you.
I look at patterns, but I don't focus on irrelevant details. We have politicians who love abusing power.
Well, it's not irrelevant. If somebody's coming at you, if you got an opposing force coming at you and they happen to have twice the number of tanks as a normal, it means something. You got to look at what it is, break it down. I guarantee you your military is doing that. They're looking at exactly your cops do it. You talk about cops profiling people. If it's good enough for cops, why can't I do it too?
I have always been against cops profiling people.
Well, I'm just saying they're doing it.
I'm aware, and so I've been against that. And now, are you in favor of cops profiling people?
I'm in favor of profiling so I don't get steamrolled, yes.
Are you in favor of cops profiling people?
Because not in the way that you're thinking.
Because they would make the very same argument that you're making. They'd be like, I'm okay with this, I don't get steamrolled.
The answer to your question is yes and no. Yes, I'm in favor of them profiling. No, not in an abusive manner.
Profiling is always abusive. It demeans
Yes,
it is. Good night, David. It demeans a person's individuality. It denies them the right to be an individual because you're judging them according to what you interpret a collective to be.
I disagree. I think it's a safety procedure to basically prevent, as he said, getting steamrolled. I think that when I walk into a certain area that I'm not experienced with, I don't know the people, I make assumptions.
Sure.
Based on stereotypes.
Yes, and to a certain extent, that's necessary.
For my safety.
Yes, to a certain extent, that's necessary, and that's just natural selection. The human being who couldn't be prejudiced against the bears died because they kept trying to go up and hug the big fuzzy creatures, right?
Actually, I think probably a better analogy is letting a bunch of strangers into your tribe, and then all of a sudden everyone gets sick. And it's like,
also true, but I don't want to target it at other human beings, right? We can look at the bear or the tiger or whatever wild dangerous animal we want, and you know we can recognize it's common sense that if a human being could not say, well, that bear may be different, but most bears will knock my head off, that human being dies, and that trait of not being able
unless you're that grizzly man, the documentary. Did you ever see that?
I did not.
He lived with the bears, the grizzly bears. He went out there and was walking around with them and camping with them and the whole nine, and then they found his body a couple years later.
I'm not at all surprised.
It makes sense. And by the way, here's an even better one than like tigers and bears and oh my. Spiders and snakes.
Sure.
And our inherent displeasure with them. And you have some crazy people out there who like them walking on their heads and stuff and wrapping snake coils around their necks. And it's, what's wrong with those people?
But it's different with animals because animals don't rationalize. Animals don't think. Animals don't try to better. And I realize humans are animals. So by definition, because humans try to do these things, animals by definition do, since mm-hmm. humans are animals. But what I mean, non-human animals don't tend to rationalize things. They don't try to better themselves, and they don't try to make the conscious decision to be better than their peers. And because I know that people do that, I have to give people the benefit of the doubt, regardless of what stereotypes the wider society would have me believe of them. The individual can choose not to be that. The bear can't choose not to be a bear, but the trans person can choose not to be a raging leftist commie liberal.
But you know, pretty much every animal out there has a pecking order, and they pick on each other like you wouldn't believe, and sometimes even kill each other, like their own kind.
Yeah.
And it's not something they're actually thinking about. It's inherent. It's in their
right,
DNA.
Right, because they don't have the capacity to think.
I know, but we're just doing the same thing on another level, but we can think about it. We can actually we can wrap our heads around it and make the decision not to do it.
Yes.
But actually going through the actions and performing those actions on our fellow human beings, it's, like you said, animalistic, and it's natural. Profiling is natural, man.
I agree.
Profiling is a natural occurrence.
That was my entire argument about the bear. It's natural to profile the bear, and it's necessary for humans
for survival.
Yes, it's a survival mechanism. However, I don't believe it should ever be extended to human beings solely because humans can improve themselves.
Like I said, we have the ability to actually not do it.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, if you want to live peacefully with your fellow human beings and be a good neighbor, sometimes you have to turn off your animal lizard brain, and you actually have to do work to be a nice person. It's always, like I've always said, it's much, much easier to be mean and nasty and ugly, whereas being a good person takes work. I wake up mean until I get my coffee, but if I actually want to be a good neighbor, I have to work to that. I have to actually go out and I have to put my smile on. I gotta be friendly. I gotta have a nice conversation and think about nice things to say. Otherwise, I'm naturally an ugly person.
It's certainly easier to hate than it is to love. I mean, it's easier to hold a grudge or to want vengeance than it is to forgive someone. But I would argue that in the long term, the people who don't forgive, the people who choose hate over love, are not doing themselves any favors and are, in fact, actively hurting themselves and making themselves worse off.
It's unhealthy. It's unhealthy to live in that mindset, and it just makes you, it goes to your body physically, whereas being ugly all the time is going to give you, tumors. That's not tumors, but ulcers, because you're always, upset about everything.
It's a general rule, just smile and be kind to one another.
I can't really do it that well, but I can at least have a nice thing to say, like, how's them Yankees, or I don't know. I don't know sports. Sorry.
We should all strive to live in love and not hatred, though, because hatred is a poison, and you're only poisoning yourself with it. Hey, thanks for listening to tonight. We'll be back same time tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, head on over to freetalklive.com, and you might consider again joining the AMP program, amp.freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.